Security agencies are bracing themselves for a potential flood of Australian jihadists returning from fighting with groups such as Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. The warning comes in a new report by the Lowy Institute. It says the numbers of jihadists seeking to return to Australia will rise as Islamic State suffers military defeats and loses territory from its self-declared caliphate. It's estimated as many as 110 Australians are fighting in Iraq and Syria, and experts fear they could use the combat skills acquired there in terrorist operations back here. Michael Edwards has this report.
The Islamic State group is on the back foot. Airstrikes led by the US and Russia have helped roll back its self-declared caliphate to a point where its two main cities, Raqqa in Syria and Mosul in Iraq, are under threat. And the more ground it loses, the more its foreign fighters will be looking to leave, including an estimated 110 Australians.
Some of them will be seeking to come back to Australia. What their intent when they come back to Australia is, that's going to be another thing that's going to exercise the minds of the security agencies.
That's Dr. Roger Shanahan, a research fellow at the Lowy Institute. He's co-written a new study into Australian jihadists in Syria and Iraq, and he says the dangerous combat skills these fighters have acquired are a huge concern for security agencies.
The ability to plan, an awareness of operational security, so it makes them harder to track, and other more practical issues like bomb-making skills, an awareness of how you conduct planning and execution of an attack, a range of skill sets that some of the groups that we've seen previously in the region overseas and some of the people in Australia have lacked to date.
Jihadists with these types of skills have wreaked havoc in Europe and other parts of the world. The deadly Paris attacks and others in Belgium were either planned or carried out by radicals with training in Iraq and Syria. The Lowy Institute report calls on Australian authorities to work closely with countries like Turkey to keep an eye on returning fighters. Some may face charges if they manage to get back to Australia, but Dr. Shanahan explains it could be difficult producing enough evidence to get convictions.
What we don't really know at the moment is what evidentiary basis law enforcement agencies have on those Australians who are fighting in the region. And it's going to be a difficult issue to gather that kind of evidence that will stand up in a court of law so that people can be prosecuted if and when they return to Australia. We've got our first foreign fighter case that will proceed before the courts in Victoria in the future, and it's going to be interesting to see how the courts view the kind of evidence that law enforcement agencies are able to present before a court. So that's going to be one of the key issues in months and years to come.
An estimated 60 Australians have been killed fighting with jihadi groups in Iraq and Syria.
Michael Edwards.